Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're tracking our democracy in historic times. President Joe Biden signed another executive order yesterday, this time for health care.
To undo the damage Trump has done. There's nothing new that we're doing here other than restoring the Affordable Care Act and restoring the Medicaid.
First, Biden is reopening enrollment in the ACA marketplaces to give more people a chance to get health insurance. Over 2.2 million lost theirs in the first 3 years of the Trump administration. The new period starts February 15th and is open till May 15th. The Biden administration is also reviewing former President Donald Trump policies, undermining protections for those with pre-existing medical conditions. Biden has told federal agencies to revise the Trump policies that made it harder to qualify for Medicaid, the public health insurance program for people with disabilities or low incomes, including potentially removing states' work requirements.
Of all times that we need to reinstate access to, affordability of, and extent of access to Medicaid is now in the middle of this COVID crisis.
Medicaid enrollment has risen since the pandemic began, after dropping between 2017 and 2019, attributed to reduced funding for public outreach. Biden's executive order this week ending the federal use of private prisons did not include privately run immigration facilities, where the ACLU says, as of a year ago, 81% of people detained in ICE custody were held. One of the nation's largest is the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma, Washington. Maru Mora Villalpando is a community organizer with the group La Resistencia.
This is not the solution to the immigration detention enterprise that has been built. And now we have to push him and his entire administration to start phasing out private detention and ultimately close all detention centers.
Looking ahead, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she hopes to move a COVID relief package forward quickly.
I'll bring a budget resolution to the floor next week, and then it will send it over to the Senate. By the end of the week, we will be finished with the budget resolution, which will be about reconciliation, if needed. I hope we don't need it, but if needed, we will have it.
Budget reconciliation is a procedure which lets the Senate pass legislation with a simple majority, rather than the usual 60 votes required to end debate and get to a vote. It's only for bills that focus on federal budgetary spending or taxes and cannot include unrelated provisions. Yesterday, House Republican leader California's Kevin McCarthy met with former President Donald Trump in Florida to discuss the twice-impeached politician's plans for the 2022 midterm elections. After record-low approval ratings following the Capitol insurrection, a morning consult and Politico poll this week had 50% of Republican voters saying Trump should play a major role in the GOP going forward. Eric Tegedoff contributed reporting. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Brautelum. Thanks for listening.